From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said he backs a new Republican plan to overhaul the nation's health care system by repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare, approved in 2010 with no Republican support by then-President Barack Obama and majority congressional Democrats.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think, really, that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
Mr. Trump said the plan is open to debate. Health and Human Services Secretary and former Congressman Tom Price, a doctor, called it a work in progress while saying Obamacare is making matters worse.
This is not about money. This is not about something else. This is about patients. And sadly, the costs are going up for those folks in the individual and small group market. The access is going down, and it's only getting worse.
Conservative members of Congress have criticized the plan as not going far enough to take government out of the health care industry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Somalia needs massive support to prevent a repeat of the 2011 famine that killed hundreds of thousands. The UN chief made a surprise visit to the Horn of Africa country, meeting with the newly elected president, UN and African Union officials, and visiting Baidoa, where he toured a hospital caring for the malnourished.
The suffering of people, every single person we have seen, is a personal story of tremendous suffering. There is no way to describe it.
He said there are more than 6 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Somalia, almost half the population. This is VOA News. Top military officials from Turkey, Russia, and the U.S. met Tuesday to discuss ways to avoid clashes between rival forces in Syria and to unite in the fight against Islamic State. The meeting comes a day after the U.S. announced deployment of a small group of U.S. troops to deter and reassure as various forces converge on the northern Syrian town of Manbij. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday called the northern Syria environment very complex.
It's a place where multiple forces, frankly, have converged, all with the intent to drive out ISIS. But I think when you've got multiple forces in such a small, confined space, we want to avoid any unnecessary or unintended escalation in what is already a very tense and dynamic situation.
Meanwhile, Syrian troops backed by Russian air power reportedly regained control of a key pumping station near the Turkish border from IS militants. Russia also announced a ceasefire between rebels and government forces arranged in eastern Ghouta in Damascus province from March 6 to March 20. Iraqi forces Tuesday fought their way to the old western city of western Mosul, capturing the main government complex, including the city's museum, from Islamic State defenders. The U.S.-backed assault on western Mosul began 2 weeks ago. Britain's upper house of Lords Tuesday voted to give lawmakers the final say on terms of the country's exit from the European Union. The measure, approved 366 to 268, is seen as an obstacle to Prime Minister Theresa May's bid to begin the two-year so-called Article 50 divorce talks with Brussels. It was a surprisingly large vote, according to Lord Strathclyde.
Which is disappointing for the government, for us Conservatives, and those of us who are trying to provide for what people voted in the referendum last year. This issue will go back to the House of Commons, and I hope that they will knock it back. And at that stage, my appeal to the House of Lords will be, we've asked the House of Commons to think again. If they send it back to us, then we should accept it and allow Mrs. May to carry on with the mandate she got at the referendum.
The Prime Minister hopes to begin exit talks on last June's referendum by the end of the month. In Libya, the political split deepened Tuesday's warplanes of the Libyan National Army, loyal to the country's eastern administration, carried out more airstrikes against the rival Benghazi defense brigades who seized oil terminals, threatening the country's fragile oil production. Poachers broke into a French zoo, shooting dead a rare white rhino and making off with its horn. The 4-year-old male found dead in his enclosure by his keeper at the Zoo and Wildlife Park about 50 kilometers west of Paris. Following an overnight break-in, global trade in rhino horn, much in demand in Asia, is banned by UN convention. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.